haunty city, heaven on earth. Live your life in the sky. Were stellar, but that wasn't on my radar at the tender age of 8. What obsessed me was the core below. From the 47th floor, that was a long, long way to go. My brother Paul and I collected random objects, and we hid them in our room till we were sure the coast was clear. Then we'd throw them one by one over the edge and watch them disappear. The things that went sailing into the core of Ponty. A snow globe from London that my parents never missed. The things that went sailing into the core of Ponty. We never heard a sound. Did they ever hit the ground? Turns out we weren't the only ones who threw things down there. Eventually the garbage piled up 5 stories high. But by then my folks and I had gone, leaving my optimistic brother, who stubbornly stayed on. He wasn't threatened by the new population. He went about his business thinking they would let him be. But when people get too desperate, they lose all sense of decency. The things that went sailing into the core of Ponty, and all they got was maybe 200 rand. They sent him sailing into the core of Ponty. Did they watch him disappear? That vote sign is like a blazing reminder, broadcasting over the town. I've driven out of my way to avoid it, praying they would tear that tower down, down, down. Some developer is fixing up the building to sell off the flats for near a million rand apiece. Do you think that that's enough to pay to wash Ponty City's countless sins away? And for some reason, I'm compelled to return there to take one final look before they gloss over the past. After sitting on my grief, it's a relief to deal with this at last.